Juno's Year of Kindness, an initiative that began last January, officially ended Sunday with a celebration at Thunder Mountain High School. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has the story.
It was Lieutenant Chris Sell's last day in uniform for the Juno Police Department, and she couldn't think of a better way to go out.
I've actually turned in all of my gear except what I'm wearing, but yeah, it's my last Juno thing, and I'm very torn with how I feel about that. I'm so happy that this was so successful and so sad that it's ending.
Sell, other volunteers, and community members were gathered to celebrate an idea that began as a dream to make Juno a kinder place. In the fall of 2016, the presidential election was winding down, and much of the country was reeling from a year that included terror attacks, violent protests, and mass shootings. Sell found herself wondering what could bring the community together.
The inspiration that came to me out of nowhere was that kindness was something that we could agree on. And you might think that love is the antithesis to the hate we were seeing in the world, but love is a complicated concept. And we don't all agree when we see love, what it actually looks like. But I think we have a wide understanding across our culture as to what kindness is.
She and another JPD employee formed a committee and turned to the community for help. What they got, she said, was an overwhelming flood of support. They asked community groups to host different kindness events throughout the year. Sell said the calendar was full by April.
Sometimes it was a boxing club, it was the Department of Corrections, it was the Alaska Peace Officers Association, it was Grateful Dogs. Every group you can think of took a week, and it really formed the backbone of the Year of Kindness.
Steering committee member Carol Kell said Sunday's celebration honored the success of the initiative and the work still to come. Last year, they kicked things off with a bonfire on Sandy Beach. People wrote down things they wanted to let go of and then burned them in the flames. On Sunday, they were asked to do the same on rice paper. Then the paper went into bowls of water.
The words roll off onto the water and the paper dissolves underneath it. So this is we've gone from fire to water, just to bring it full circle.
They also honored kindness standouts in the community. Antonio Prescott was nominated for helping the homeless downtown in his spare time by handing out food and supplies.
I hope that everybody sees that there is some problems that are happening and that we can help. We can come together and we can help this community.
Sell said it's hard to quantify how much of an impact the Year of Kindness has had on Juno. She said they reached more than 1 million people through posts online. Comparing crime statistics from the past year may not paint a perfect picture, but she feels from what she's heard, there were more random acts of kindness because of the initiative.
And so maybe for some people it was that little nudge that gave them that push to do something they wanted to do anyway. But, you know, sometimes we get a little shy in our lives, and this gave people something to initiate that conversation.
The year may have come to an end, but the effort to make Juno a kinder place will not. Rock Juno, a community organization that wants to improve the welfare of children and youth, plans to continue working in the community for the Year of Kindness for Kids in 2018. In Juno, I'm Adeline Baxter.